And behold, the veil of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth quaked, rocks were split, tombs were opened, and the bodies of many saints who had fallen asleep were raised. My brothers and sisters, even if that doesn't physically happen as we celebrate, I will always be open to that, Lord, to have a minor earthquake. 3 on the Richter scale, please, nothing more. It would be kind of fun to make sure that none of the rocks of the church were split, but some of our landscaping rocks kind of broke right in half. It would be great. Now, imagine these things happening. They were happening to let people know something new was happening. Something new, something life-changing, something earth-shaking, something that would change the way the world worked from its foundation all the way to the most important things, life. So my brothers and sisters, I invite you, even though many of us, if we have gone through many holy days, if we have gone through the Easter season several times, we might sometimes think, well, I know what's going to happen. We need to have that veil that's covering our mind ripped open a little bit so that we can see with the eyes of faith in a new way. May we see the mysteries more deeply than the year before. May we enter into them, not just intellectually, but in our very hearts, so that we can see just how earth-shattering Jesus' death and resurrection have been for the world and for you and for me. May our hearts that maybe have grown a little bit hardened, may they be broken open in contrition. And may our very lives, which might have cooled, come to new life. Our prayer life come to new life as we encounter our Lord. And may friends and relatives, if their faith has somewhat waned, if they haven't been coming to church, may your prayers and mine help them to wake from this spiritual sleep and be raised to new life with you and me as we worship our risen Lord. May we always say together with great love and amazement, truly, this is the Son of God.